SBS Radio. Lari maraton bukanlah bagi mereka yang lemah. Berlari sejauh 42 km membutuhkan lebih dari hanya sekedar kekuatan fisik. Anda harus disiplin dan juga fokus. Jadi, bagaimana mempersiapkan maraton saat Anda berusia lebih dari 50 tahun dan apa saja resikonya? Berikut ini rangkuman khusus FIFA yang disusun oleh Amy Wong. Stephanie Armstrong merupakan wanita Gemilla Roy berusia 58 tahun yang memiliki tujuan yang jelas. Di usia 60 tahun, ia ingin mengikuti lari maraton untuk menginspirasi penduduk Australia pertama lainnya bahwa usia bukanlah halangan untuk sehat.
There's a lot of obesity. I've lost a lot of my family to cancer and heart attacks, all that sort of stuff. As I get older, it's really about showing that we can still stay fit and well as well.
Sebagai seorang pekerja kesehatan dan pendidikan, Stephanie berkeinginan untuk dapat mengubah tingkat harapan hidup masyarakat Aborigin dan juga Torres Strait Islander.
I've got to be physically and mentally strong in the space that I work. I work with young people, particularly Aboriginal women. So I find running gives me that strength to make me physically and mentally strong.
Stephanie telah mempersiapkan diri untuk melakukan maraton selama hampir 9 tahun dengan selusin prestasi setengah maraton yang telah diraihnya. Belakangan ini, setiap minggunya ia berlari sejauh 30 hingga 40 kilometer. Untuk dapat siap menghadapi maraton, dirinya perlu memperbanyak larinya hingga setidaknya 80 km setiap minggunya. Stephanie tahu bahwa ia memerlukan waktu istirahat yang lebih lama setiap setelah perlombaan. Ia mengakui badannya merasa pegal-pegal selama beberapa minggu.
It's very much a mental space as well. And at different times when I've got injured, I sometimes reflect, oh, am I too old for this? You know, and you have to think, no, look, I am really, for someone who's 58, physically better off than a lot of people younger than me. Your physical and mental health go hand in hand in that sort of way.
Professor Keith Hill dari Curtin University merupakan salah satu ahli pencegahan jatuh di Australia. Dengan hanya 1 dari 10 warga Australia berusia di atas 50 tahun yang berolahraga dengan cukup, Professor Hill sangat menyarankan agar Anda meningkatkan kesehatan fisik dan pikiran Anda dengan melakukan olahraga.
The key message is around keeping active well into older age, and even with a whole range of health problems, there's no reason you can't do various forms of exercise, of which running, not thinking about marathon running, but even just going for a 5-kilometer run at your own pace is one form of exercise.
Professor Hill mengatakan, maraton merupakan bentuk olahraga yang cukup ekstrim, berapapun usia Anda. Meski demikian, tidak berarti Anda tidak dapat melakukan maraton saat usia Anda lebih tua.
It's really around what your lifelong or recent activity level is. If you have always done this, kept up this level of fitness, no problem. If you want to start at 50, 60, you need to really start slowly.
Pelatih Stephanie, Sophie Hawken, adalah mantan atlet yang bekerja di Trinity Fitness di Bendigo. Bagi mereka yang biasa berlatih di gym, Hawken menyarankan untuk secara konsisten berlatih dan membiasakan diri bahkan hingga 3 tahun sebelum mengikuti maraton.
And the reason being is it takes time to accumulate safely. It's a lot of effort on the body. Generally, I've seen the breakdown of muscles and that and post-marathon unless they do that really good strength conditioning. And it's not just about running. So a lot of people, they're not too sure on like the strength and conditioning and how important it is. So the lunges and things like sit-ups and core work and squats and things, but it directly helps your running.
Andy Still, pensiunan berusia 65 tahun, baru saja menyelesaikan Unokwaya Challenge dan juga Comrades Ultramarathon di Afrika Selatan, satu perlombaan paling sulit di dunia. Dirinya bersepeda sejauh 1.700 km selama 10 hari dan kemudian berlari sejauh 89 km dalam hanya 12 jam di hari ke-11-nya.
And a really good quote that I heard before I went to South Africa was, if you're not going to challenge yourself, you're not going to change. So I think by challenging yourself and seeing what you can do rather than what you can't do, you grow with that.
Siapa yang menyangka bahwa kecintaan Andy terhadap lari maraton pernah dikesampingkan karena sakit punggung kronis? Setelah kesuksesan operasi punggung yang dilaluinya saat usia 40-an tahun, Andy melanjutkan untuk terus bersaing dalam lusinan lomba maraton dan juga ultramaraton di seluruh dunia.
I'm normally 5 to 6 times a week training, doing something. That may not be running or riding. I've now started in the last 2 years or so doing a lot more strength work. And I do Pilates and things like that to make sure that I'm assisting my body in terms of strengthening it.
Andy telah membangun kekuatan dan kepercayaan dirinya melalui maraton dan juga ultramaraton yang sudah tak terhitung lagi jumlahnya yang telah dilakukannya selama 32 tahun terakhir. Kini, ia berlari untuk kemanusiaan. Tahun lalu, ia mengikuti Chicago Marathon untuk mengumpulkan dana bagi tunawisma dan membantu mereka yang memiliki masalah kecanduan agar dapat mandiri.
I think if you can think of something else that is not you and you are helping a greater cause, then that assists you a lot. There are many times out there when it gets tough and it hurts. And look, I just try and stay right in the moment to achieve goals that are big enough. It does hurt and that's growing, isn't it?
Associate Professor Andre Lagerche merupakan Kepala Sports Cardiology di Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute di Melbourne. Dirinya yakin bahwa Anda tidak harus melakukan lari maraton untuk bisa memperoleh kesehatan yang optimal. Namun ia mendukung jika memang itu yang Anda inginkan.
The advice would be that anyone who's thinking of taking on a marathon, and particularly in middle age or later, should consult with their doctor. But in the vast majority of situations, the doctor should check their blood pressure, check their cholesterol, and even if they're abnormal, it doesn't mean that they can't exercise, but they're things that should be addressed.
Dr. Lagerche mengatakan, orang yang sangat jarang berolahraga lebih memiliki kemungkinan terkena serangan jantung dibandingkan dengan orang berusia 50-an tahun yang berlatih untuk maraton. Meski demikian, Anda tetap perlu memperhatikan tanda-tanda peringatan dari tubuh agar tidak melewati batasannya.
Chest pain, even other sorts of pains, a classic is a pain in the jaw. You know, there's really some sometimes quite funny pains that can be associated with the heart. So really any pain, lightheadedness or shortness of breath or fatigue that occurs with exercise should be checked out. I think it's imperative during the race that if things aren't going right, then it's much better to pull out and have another try than to be the one crawling for the finish line.
Salah satu pelari maraton tertua di dunia, pendengar, adalah Fauja Singh asal Inggris. Usia tidak menghentikannya untuk berlari, bahkan saat ia berusia 107 tahun. Meski demikian, Sophie Hawken mengakui bahwa intensitas maraton bukanlah untuk semua orang.
Each person is different, so I might have someone who's a fantastic half marathoner, but then I put them in a marathon and they have nothing but injuries and illness for months after, and then they can't do their normal daily activities, and that's not living either just because they've wanted to tick it off. So you've got to make sure fully prepared and do enjoy it.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.